later this year, new Amtrak service from Rutland to Burlington is set to begin. And that's why I found myself standing at the edge of the Jiffy Mart parking lot at the corner of Routes 17 and 7 in New Haven earlier this week. Let me paint you a picture. There's a red brick train station that's been hoisted onto steel beams and a hydraulic wheel system. In the pre-dawn hours, the station was moved here from its original spot next to the nearby train tracks in order to make way for the new Amtrak service. A man named Jim Jones is standing next to me, watching as workers prepare to roll the building down Route 17.
And then it's going to go out into a farmer's field, and then it'll find its way into New Haven Village. So about a mile and a half journey overall.
Jones says this station, over 20 feet tall with ornate curved windows, was built in 1868. And he should know, he literally wrote the book on it.
The book is called New Haven Junction to Bristol, Vermont, Crossroads to Caskets.
The caskets part?
The caskets part is the fact that that little 6 mile railroad from Bristol to New Haven Junction carried more caskets than any other railroads in the northeastern United States, because in Bristol they had the Bristol Manufacturing Company, which made caskets.
Besides caskets, other kinds of freight and passengers came through this station for nearly 100 years. Then in 1961, the railroad shut down, and the station with it. The state took over the building, and it saw some wear and tear.
The building was abandoned for a number of years. It was boarded up. It had been run into by a truck. A train had derailed in front of it and compromised the structure.
It was supposed to be a transportation museum. But because it had been hit and it was too close to the railroad and an intersection, it was determined that it was best to use it for commercial purposes.
That's Laura Treishman, the head of the state's Division for Historic Preservation, which up until recently owned the old station and leased it to a local construction company. Then, as a long-awaited plan to bring Amtrak service along these tracks came to fruition, the commission was told the station was a safety hazard. It was too close to the tracks.
We've known for a couple years that it might have to move, but we learned in March of 2021 that it absolutely had to be moved or demolished. And demolition really was not something that anybody at the state was willing to contemplate.
Why not?
Because we understand the importance of visual landmarks, of community landmarks like this, and the story that it has to tell for all of Vermont.
Moving the building clears another obstacle to bringing Amtrak service up the western side of Vermont, a dream decades in the making. But preserving the building and its story comes at a steep cost, close to $1 million. The state chipped in $400,000 last year. A federal grant added another $350,000. But as a state transportation official told House lawmakers this month, the town needs at least another $200,000 just to put the station on a new foundation, money it has not yet secured. Until then, the station will temporarily reside next to the New Haven town offices. Those on hand to watch the building roll down the road say it's a worthy effort.
It's a historical train track.
That's a long time.
Yeah, historical building.
John Lincoln and Alexis Walker of Middlebury and Rutland, respectively, are here working for a traffic control company. And while they're both glad the building is being preserved, they say it'll be different to have it gone from Route 7.
For me, when I drive by, it's how I know I'm halfway to Burlington or something, you know? So it's going to be different not seeing it there anymore.
The geese come down there every year to have their hatchings.
Lincoln is referring to snow geese that stop through this area on their migration route.
And this is a landmark for them to look for. What's going to happen?
Do you think the geese are going to get lost?
Probably.
They're gonna get lost.
Hey, 1860, you know? A long time for geese to make happen.
Suddenly, as we chat, the station finally starts to move.
There it goes.
Oh, here it goes. Yay.
Powered by a diesel engine, the wheels under the structure start to turn, and it moves onto Route 17. Its next stop is a frozen farm field. Then the plan is to maneuver it under two sets of power lines next week and make it to its temporary home in New Haven eventually.
They said it goes 3 miles per hour top speed.
Looks like it.
It's going to take a long time to get to where it's got to go.
For VPR News, I'm Henry Abbott.